Today's conversation is about organizing misconceptions from Julie Morgenstern's book, Organizing from the Inside Out. She shares how her life as a new mom drastically changed with a simple organizing method. And I share how I packed my clothing into an awkward small space. I hope you enjoy today's conversation as much as we did. It means the world to us that you're here. Welcome to the Home with Intention podcast. I'm Jody Perry, your host. I support the do-it-yourself homeowners by delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity at jodypairdesigns.com and by curating a collection of meaningful home products available at essentialpairings.com. My purpose with this show is to inspire you to create a home that is a reflection of you and what you value most in life. This podcast will support you in breaking through the limiting thoughts and fears that have been holding you back from creating a home that is uniquely you. There are no decorating rules or trends to follow here, only inspiration, ideas, and encouragement to express your kind of beautiful, a home that captures the essence of your soul. It's time to create your home with intention. Hi, everyone. I'm Jody Pear.
Hi, I'm Kathy Feltz.
And we are continuing to talk about Julie Morgenstern's book, Organizing from the Inside Out. And we are still on, we're talking about chapter one, because there is just so much valuable information in here. And Julie shares, so in chapter one, it's called A New Way of Looking at Organizing. And the section that I am talking about today is called Misconceptions About Organizing. And she writes about several misconceptions and facts. But the one misconception that started her journey with organizing is, so the misconception is that organizing is a mysterious talent that some people are lucky enough to be born with. And she writes that organizing is a skill, and it is a remarkably simple skill that anyone can learn. And then she talks about her own experience with that. But Kathy, what do you have to say about that? You are a professional organizer. So what do you think?
When I first read that, I thought, okay, it's like I agree and I disagree at the same time.
Yeah.
So it is something that you can learn and you can get better at. When I go through people's houses, I talk to them about what's going on in their house. There usually is a couple spaces that are working for whatever reason, and those spaces are organized. But on the other flip side of that, there are people who organizing, even if they learn some of the skills, that's not what they want to do with their time. It's not going to ever become their great love, and they're going to want to, you know, organize their whole house. So it's both of those things. So I don't ever want people to feel bad that they don't really like it and they don't really want to do it. So that's okay. You can learn some basic skills about it and keep a system going for yourself to make your home life easier or your business life easier, but it might not ever be, you know, you're probably not going to become a Julie Morgenstern if you don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, and I want people to know that that's okay. There are skills you can learn, but it might just not be your thing.
Right. And it may not come easy to you. And that doesn't mean that there's something wrong. It's just, what are your interests? And if that is not something that you're passionate about or that you really care about, then it's not going to come easy. And you may not want to dedicate the time to learning the skills. And that's okay. It's like, it's your life. It's your choice. So Julie says that she lived her life in a state of disorganization. And she said that over time, she always lost things. She lost small things. She lost big things, things that were hers, things that belonged to other people. So I could just, that would hurt if I lost something that belonged to someone else, but she did. So ever since childhood, she was in a state of disorder, and that was, her, the change in her life came when her daughter was born, and she was planning on their first trip to the park. And her daughter was 3 weeks old, and her husband was like waiting for her, and they're going to take the baby out. And it took her 2 hours to go gather all of the items that she needed for this little outing that was supposed to be simple and fun. And the baby fell back asleep by that point. So I love this story because that was her epiphany. And now she makes a living at teaching people how to get organized. And so what she did is she organized the diaper bag, and she realized that what she needed to do was categorize all of the items that she needed to take in this diaper bag. And she grouped them or categorized them into categories that made sense to her. So it said things to keep the baby warm, things to feed her, things to change her, and things to entertain her with. And then she designated a space within the diaper bag for each of those categories. And that did two things. So she could quickly reach in and grab what she needed because she knew where it was located within the bag. And then second, at a glance, she knew if anything was missing. And so it's such, it's such a small scale item, but it had such an impact on her life. And she took it a step further by creating an inventory list of all of the supplies that needed to be in that diaper bag. She placed that list inside a pocket within the bag so that it made restocking very easy. And then she used this very basic same approach to change her life. And she started tackling drawers and closets, and it just kind of snowballed and evolved for her from there. I love that example. And she's very funny. I mean, I did hear an interview with her in person on the Sherry and Nancy show one time, and it was so good. And you could tell she's a funny person. And she was given an example about, I don't know if it was a class reunion or something like that. And people were catching up, you know, that they hadn't seen each other in years, and, you know, saying, what are you doing with your life? And she's an organizer. And this one male friend of hers took her aside and is like, what? What do you, I'm like, what? You are not an organized person. How are you teaching other people to do this? So anyway, I think she sounds very funny. And I think you need that for this sort of thing.
Yeah. I tell people that, you know, you need to keep your sense of humor, and you certainly can make it fun.
Yeah.
Can have a good time organizing. It improves your life, and you can have fun doing it. Yeah. And I also love that example because it lets people know you can start on a really small scale with the idea and the basic components of organizing, and you can see how that changes how you can get out of the house and makes things so simple and easy. And then you understand it on such a deep level, you know, you really get it then. And so it's like with like, and organizing by function. And that is, if you do that in your house, that is so freeing.
You just reminded me of what I did last night. So we have a boat that we use, like, it's like a second home for us. And so we go there frequently because we keep it, close to where we live. So we have clothes, you know, on the boat because we spend a lot of weekends there and evenings there. So, I reorganized our clothing last night, tried to prepare for a trip. And on boats, there are very awkward spaces and cubby holes and, you know, like slanted, you know, ceilings and just really odd spaces. Well, in this one like closet area, at the top, there's like this, it's almost like a almost like a tray. So it's only maybe about, I don't know, maybe 2 feet wide and I don't know, maybe 2 feet deep, I guess. But, and then it has this slanted curvy ceiling coming down. So there's not a lot of height, but it has an edge, you know, that goes completely around this shelf. I took all of my clothes and I rolled them up. And this is Marie Kondo style, you know, rolling your things up and then standing them on edge. So within this shelf, I have everything. I have socks, underwear, t-shirts, dresses, sweatshirts, and pants. And it fits perfectly in there. Like it's like a jigsaw puzzle because it has sides on all of it. But I have my entire wardrobe basically in this tray or this shelf, and I can see it all. And it's like, and I had to layer it because it didn't all fit in one layer, but that was so exciting. Something so simple, but I get so much satisfaction out of these things. And Larry just like rolls his eyes. He's like, I know you're in your glory. And I am.
Okay, honey. Yeah. And the idea of like rolling your clothes, I mean, that's an old idea from way before Marie Kondo. Anybody that's been in the military learned about rolling their clothes in order to stuff it in a duffel bag or a footlocker, because you have to use all your space. So rolling your clothes, or yeah, I guess it would just be clothes, maybe blankets and towels and sheets and stuff like that too. But it saves space because there's no air, right? So you're rolling it tight. It's also a great way to keep wrinkles out of your clothes. So it's a good tool to use if you're packing.
I have done that in suitcases. Yes. But I never applied it to like a closet area. Ah,
yeah. But like you said before, when you have them standing up and they're rolled, you can at a glance see what you have. And it's really easy to pick out what you need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the key in being able to maintain this is when you take it out, you have to put it back the same way.
Right. You can't just throw it on top then. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I'll let you know how this goes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it'll be fun. Yeah.
I'll see if I can maintain it, but right now it is perfection. Oh gosh. All right. This was fun, Kathy. Great to see you. And I hope everyone enjoyed this episode and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. Great to see you too, Jody. And I'm looking forward to hearing how it worked. Bye everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much for being here. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you listen on, because it helps me to grow this podcast and to reach more people. Because the more people who choose their surroundings with intention, the more people can follow their heart back home to themselves, which is the mission for this podcast. Once a month, I will randomly select a reviewer and offer them a free download of my book, The Art of Decorating with Intention, a guidebook to creating an oasis for your soul. For more frequent insights and inspiration, you can follow me on Instagram at Jody Pear Designs. I have been fortunate enough to find the most helpful resources and amazing people whose work has touched me and inspired me to show up here today. TheHouseCoachingInstitute.com. Kathy Heller's inspiring podcast, Don't Keep Your Day Job. Allison Barker's work and her new podcast, Your Soulful Brand. The Sherry and Nancy Show, a podcast for women in their 50s that is hilarious and deeply inspiring. And Sandy Monroe. She is a joyful life lived on Instagram, and her brilliant teachings and guidance are exactly what I need. I'm so grateful to have found each one of you along the path towards fulfilling my dreams. I'll see you in the next episode of Home with Intention.